All right, it is still working. Kathleen, are we rolling? Thank you. Here we are in the working session, October 16th, 2023. Board of Trustees, Administrator Grimm, and Legal Counsel Selly in attendance. Walt, will we need executive session? Well, we are executive session to discuss a personnel issue. Any updates on the pending litigation on the consent decree?
Well, on the consent decree, I sent an email. The consent decree, they want to build 101 units, is what they
Well, should we discuss that in executive session?
Oh, well, I don't know. How secret is it?
Pretty secret. No, it's not, and we'll have to put a sign up, and we'll have to ask for a public hearing and all that stuff, but, yeah, we sort of wanted to know the answers to, I think, two questions.
Right, and it's 101 apartments, and they want to use one for their model and office, and the 6 to 10 extra parking spaces, that is for the entire development.
So, Chuck, your question is, do we need to discuss that? I would assume.
Yeah, we can discuss. We'll just put that on the executive session. So we got litigation, pending litigation, and then also
personnel.
Employee personnel, yeah. All right. TIF, I think Dawn had a TIF that's under the residential.
That was sent to the guy in Columbus, the attorney in Columbus.
That's that
yes.
One. And then there's one down
on Black.
I'm not sure I know.
Both are with the developers.
Okay.
Or Lucas County, Chuck. They had to go to. Lucas County Prosecutor.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have anything.
And then the JEDD amendment for Strayer Road.
That's been. The church?
One? No, the
one. The other one.
The east side, yeah.
Okay, that was sent out to the city.
City of Toledo and Swanton Township?
Yeah.
Okay. And we scheduled a public hearing on that. I think that's at our next meeting, right?
Yeah. And I don't know if we've heard back from the city yet, but
I can follow up with Paul Searing.
Pretty cut and dried. Really.
Make sure it's on the agenda.
In the city of Mommy, you'd follow up with Patrick Birch. I can send that email if you want me to, Chuck. It's a different Jeds, but we just canceled the meeting for the Jeds this October.
But, I mean, this is for...
It's a different... Right.
Right.
Oh, and it's not the city of Omi. Sorry.
Yeah.
I said Swanton Township.
This is the airport Jed.
Sorry.
Yeah. Different partners. Need a big flow chart.
Yeah. I was...
Okay. All right. Gavin's not going to be here tonight. I know that. He's in California, is he?
Yep, he is in California. SoFi Stadium, I do believe, but we'll see. See if they do a close-up of the crowd and we see him in it.
Oh, I don't know. Was he going for...
No. He's going for work, but...
Oh, I thought...
We were talking about the game tonight.
I know maybe he's taking his daughter out for college visits or something. I told him, if you're going to L.A., I got a Notre Dame shirt you can wear. You want to get me mugged?
It's quite a win.
Okay. Harold, I didn't see in your report, and I didn't pull the packet up here. Did Doug get us two more quotes for the tree trimming so we can move, keep that moving forward?
He has one. He's working. It's in his report.
Okay, I didn't. Like yeah, I said, I didn't.
It's in his report. He got one more, and he's still waiting for a third or another
one. Bayer Tree Service, $55,500. Steve's Tree Service, $40,000. Still waiting for Blanchard and Davey.
Do we want to take action on that when we go out there, or do we want to wait for the another quote?
I think we should wait for another quote. And it's not budgeted, so that's a problem in some regards. So maybe they do half of it and half of it in the next, or maybe we get a little creative and Gavin should be here and talk about how best to process a non-budgeted item.
I do have a question. Have, and I didn't see it anywhere in the reports, and since this is a working session out of, off the jump, Sheriff's Department, across the street, maintenance, did you talk about trying, so who was going to talk to Navarre or somebody about moving them either to the turnpike or to across the street? I think somebody asked to see if you could get some, Barbara, I think, mentioned
we,
about
we were
applying.
Supposed to start applying for the space because it comes due in January.
Right.
Did you apply for the space? The community center space?
I didn't do anything in writing.
She said you're supposed to do it online.
Yeah, that's how they did it.
Oh.
When she was at the meeting, she said start the process, do it online.
I did not talk to Sheriff Navarre. I talked to Captain Lutke. He said they are not moving the substation to the airport, or to the
airport highway.
To the airport highway location. But he said if we've got some other place that we'd rather have them be than here in this building, he's certainly receptive to working with us for whatever works best for us.
Would it be better to go to the top to see if we could move them to, which would be an ideal situation, out on Airport Highway?
He's the top. I mean, other than the sheriff himself.
Do you know the sheriff?
I mean, I know him.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I have him in. I got a cell phone.
I thought you invited him. Right, that's what I thought. You had a cell phone number.
Yeah. And I have Matt and John's cell phone numbers, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can reach out to him or see if he wants to have a conversation.
I would think.
What does our contract say?
It just says that we will provide space.
But if you want to compare apples to apples, you need to fill out the application for the community center to find out what it costs and how long they'll run it to us and all that jazz. We also haven't made payment to the community center yet. I don't know how that gets done, but we approved it a long time ago. Will it be in the next set of bills?
Payment for?
The $15,000.
For the interior improvements.
So over the last week, the restrooms look very nice.
Did she? I'm trying to think if she submitted it.
She sure did. Because Trudy sent it to everybody again and again.
Okay. I'll follow up on that.
On the sheriff's contract, that's why I had to ask for it from Harold 3 or 4 months ago, because I wanted to make sure it did not name a specific address, which it does not.
It
just
does
says,
not.
Right, so that's why I had
it
to
just
ask
says
for the contract.
We'll,
so it says that we just would provide them with something that would be a 24-hour basis. I just want to make sure they didn't give this address as Alvin Road, and then the contract would have come into play. But they did not name a specific location, just says we must provide them with lots of stuff. I just thought if there was any way anybody could try to convince Chief Navarre, it'd be a great setup for everybody, including Montclovet Township residences, where they could go up there even after hours here and contact the sheriff's department.
Question for you. In Eric's report, 2 weeks ago, we passed a resolution to update our 20A overlay. Mm-hmm. And sent that down to the plan commission, and Eric's in his report saying they have it on the December meeting. Now we have a couple of other parcels going through the zone change process that one has been approved and one is in the October agenda. So could we, I guess, how do we, can we enforce the overlay or ask them to comply or what's, how to?
Not retroactively. I mean, I guess you could ask them if they would agree to.
Yeah. The two parcels you're talking about, Briarfield addresses.
Correct.
So they also have a.
But they're on Briarfield and 20A, so they're in the overlay, 20A overlay.
Right. The Briarfield Business Association has a rules and regulations as well, right? So you'd want to see those and see if they were more
stringent
than what you're suggesting, right? And I don't know how that overlay district works. It's 50 feet off the road, like, so you're on the corner, so you fall into it. I don't know that, Chuck. I know we have one on 20A, and I know we have one on Monclova Road. Right. I pointed the wrong way, sorry.
Well, just some of the things I was thinking about is just some of the lighting issues that, you know, the lower street lights, the backlit lights versus floodlights and signage that hopefully, you know, some of the resin issues that I think for the most part we addressed with the Andersons, and Andersons took care of them, that we could mitigate those ahead of time by setting a standard.
Right, but I would tell you that Briarfield already has that standard just from driving down it.
And I would know, I know what their. I
mean, they have a gas station at the other end too, right? You look at that BP at Salisbury.
Yeah, but it's all metal. There's no, like here we're asking for brick and natural materials versus steel and just something a little more aesthetic, yeah.
And one of them is Jerry's building, right? He's doing a strip mall, he said.
There's three gas stations being proposed in Monclova Township. Friendship on the southeast corner, directly across was the other request, directly across to the northeast corner.
Friendship's down here.
Right, so well, I'm just saying, Monclova and Jerome.
Yep, that's Friendship.
And then there's the other one. There's somebody's looking with this address directly across the street for another gas station.
Inquired
about it. Rami.
Rami Sabi, right. Yeah.
Or Sabi, interested, yeah. If a gas station could be built on the property next, right directly across the street.
On Monclova and Jerome.
On the opposite corner. And then there was one down in 20A.
Yeah, and Briarfield.
20A and Briarfield, the northeast corner.
Right. Is that Harvey Tolson's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we said no to 20A and Alvin.
A lot of zoning going on. Potential.
Well, they're asking for C2, so that will be put in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, the signs are up.
Again, it's a step down from M1, so how do you say no?
Four.
Gas stations. They're asking from M1 to C2.
Right. Well, not in the preliminary plan. They're showing two strip centers on the northwest corner.
Did I miss that?
And Miller's Corner?
I didn't remember that. Oh, no. Miller's Corner?
Yeah, they're proposing like two strip centers with like a courtyard in the middle. Mm-hmm. Eric's got the plans.
And Tolson is
preliminary plans, yeah.
Other is the gas station.
Right. I just didn't remember the plan from Eric and his reports about the strip malls.
Yeah, it's in there this time.
Oh. I guess they didn't highlight
Yeah, I think Friendship, I'm surprised they haven't broken ground yet. They submitted their site plan back in the spring, didn't they, Harold?
It was bold again for some reason.
They ran into some trouble with water lines, fire hydrants, something. I don't know what that was all about, but it's gradually coming up.
All right. Do you have any report about the Buer Group? Fire Department 20A. Oh, I did have, and where did I ran into somebody last week, and I don't, was it the Port Authority from Congresswoman Capper's office? And I just asked the question, I said, what is the process for us to get a new post office? I said, ours is tiny, we've outgrown it, we're still closed for lunch every, they're closed for lunch! Yes, they closed for lunch because there's only one window. And I said, with the roundabout, it's going to be about 25 feet from the front door. So they're supposed to get back to me. I said, don't know how long the lease is over there with Lemley's, but I said, what's the process look like? We don't know. We'll check and get back to you. So
when they call you back, we also want all of Monclova Township to have a Monclova mailing address.
Yeah. And you'd like the sun to rise in the west, right?
No, I still want the sun in the east.
Yeah.
But there's no reason we're not all Monclova Township. And while you're asking for things, Chuck.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's a, yeah, I don't.
If we're going to have our own post office or a bigger post office that can process, it doesn't need to go to all those. Just while you're asking. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't know what that, okay, I'll ask.
Thank you. Trudy, are you Monclova on Ram Road?
Your mommy. Doesn't matter, everything goes to Detroit anyways. There's not a single piece of mail that stays in Monclova.
Yeah, you mail something.
Oh, it just helps people know they live in Monclova when it says Monclova.
People have Toledo addresses over in Reagan Woods. You know,
it's because that's Toledo.
Oh, and they did
but
ask.
The Springfield School District, so, I mean, you're not going to correct
if
federal
we want
post
the,
office.
The congresswoman to come to our meeting, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
We could have a big day. We could have all those speakers in one day, not conduct any business. I'd love that. It'd be so exciting.
Our postmaster is retiring at the end of the year.
So young, but I haven't been there in so long. I lived on Alden Road when I would go to that post office.
She's retiring at the end of the year.
People mail me stuff, certified mail, and I never home, so I have to go there and pick it up, and I go there, and it's like they're closed for lunch. I'm like, what? Who closes for lunch?
Yeah, for like 2 hours, isn't
yeah,
it?
Like
yeah,
like 12:30 to 1, or well, like 12:30, it's an hour and a half. I think it's like 12:30
okay.
to 2. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
Like, yeah. But at least they don't have Amazon packages packed up in racks sitting out in the rain. Yeah. Do you ever drive by when they had all those racks outside? Just like when the post office was delivering Amazon packages, they had like every day like 4 or 5 racks of packages just sitting out in the parking lot, unattended until their subcontractors should come and pick them up.
So, should we leave the sheriff under owed business?
You mean
office space?
Office space under old
put that
business.
Under Harold Stu report.
Yeah, I think that has so much to do with what we're doing in this space. But you think it's necessary regardless?
Absolutely.
I saw the posting.
So let's find out if they can get over there in January
for the maintenance job. Do we want to get that on Indeed or our Facebook page or anywhere else?
Generally, when we put an ad in the Mirror, Indeed picks it up anyway.
Okay.
Free of charge?
They just, yeah.
Hmm.
that's what's happened in the past.
But maybe Kathy can put that on our Facebook page as well. And do we have it on our website?
I'm not sure. She was pretty busy with the open house, but I'll make sure.
What do you mean? It was canceled.
Yeah, I know.
That's because you weren't going to be there.
I did a rain dance.
Well, the weather wasn't as bad as they were making it sound like it was going to be, but it still was pretty crappy.
It wasn't windy, it was just rainy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Never did stop raining.
So we'll check Indeed and then the website and Facebook. Kathleen can probably get it on Facebook, yeah. Facebook direct them to the website. Do we have an online application they can do, or a PDF? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember if that was one of our upgrades with the website or not. Can we fire steal to anybody from Perrysburg Township?
I'd say that would be a long shot. I think they're pretty content over there. So. And they don't pay union dues.
So. Well, who negotiated that for them?
The
former administrator must have been pretty sharp.
Talking about that, I think our maintenance expires December 2024.
Correct.
So great process.
Huh?
That's a great process. You'll get to go through it this time.
I know. But what I'm saying is, when does that come into play as far as how long out?
They initiate.
They initiate that.
Well, they figured out they're
generally
paying
$75
a month, and they were going to get the same thing everyone
August.
Else got anyway.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
I thought they would start sooner
bucks?
Than that.
No, $75 would be about $1,000.
$2,024.
Ooh. I just put $2,023 on all my OTA stuff.
Do either of you have anything else for the agenda?
I need the community center paid. Harold's already heard that. I need the community center space started for rent. I need our dues paid for clout so that we're able to go to the township OTA meeting.
Did you want to add community center under the old business on departmental reports?
I put it on my agenda. I'll remember it next time. And I'm sending emails right now, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
The roundabout and sidewalk, I asked for the sewer to be on there, and I think the sewer and the roundabouts are kind of the same thing. We have to get the sewer mapped out.
Well, the sewer is happening next week.
It's on your report, July of 2024.
Roundabouts aren't happening until 26.
Oh, my God, that's so long. So we need to create a path. We need to create a path from the beginning of our
property
through.
And again, it's just...
To the parking lot, yeah.
What we can do is...
Just like we do at Tainer Road.
Yeah, do the stone and the...
So how do you want that assignment?
Now you're talking about a path where...
A stoneway across our grass, so it connects at least our parking lot across the grass in front
from
of
the
sign.
From the baseball field.
From the baseball field to connect to the sidewalk on the bridge.
Do we want a path or a sidewalk? Or
path.
Because it might
paved?
Get ripped all up.
No, just like at Keener Park.
The stone ones. Because we have no idea if it's going to come on this side of the sign, across our septic tank and leach field, so there's no reason to spend the money. So it was a good idea that the sewer went in first, so when they do the roundabouts, they're not tearing it back up in 10 years or 20 years to put the sewer in.
That's the roundabout.
So how do you need it, Harold?
26 on the roundabout?
Yes.
Next spring, that needs to be on the work list. How do you want that? Do you want it set out there?
Or?
That might make some of them happy. You know what would be really nice, though, Barbara? I was reading back on things at the pedestrian bridge. I went down and looked at the creek, see if there's any way we could get a bridge across from there.
Oh, my God, I've been wanting this forever.
I walked down there. I was surprised.
Harold, have you heard anything more on the contact from the OTA on the strategic planning?
I have not. and I will follow up with her. She said she was going to talk to her boss and get back to me.
Here's some like worksheets to provide ahead of time, and
yeah, I can. I'll follow up with her and see what we can get ahead of time.
So I didn't get an answer, Harold. Where do you want to hear that we want a pathway across
our yard?
Do you want to make plans and bring a cost to us for Doug to dig up the grass and make trails like you did?
Are we doing this on our property?
Yes, on our property.
On our
property. The baseball field all the way to the bridge. So diagonally across the yard.
From the baseball field to the parking lot, and then from the parking lot to the bridge.
So
just like the path at Keener Road,
mm-hmm.
Not cement. I know there's a septic system under there. You can still dig, and it's temporary because it's only lasting until 2026.
I don't see an issue.
Do you want to bring it to us at the next meeting?
I can.
Do you want more time than that?
Nope.
So are you saying then between the chain link fence and the road, we want to put stone in that area?
Uh-huh.
Along the baseball path.
Uh-huh, where the trees are.
So if we can stone along in that path, it'll give people a chance to walk off the street some, come across our parking lot, and take a stone detour over to the bridge sidewalk.
Yep.
I need to talk to the county and make sure they won't have an issue with it.
They'll be hard-pressed to have an issue with a path in the middle of our yard, so I'm not expecting one.
Let them cite us. Go ahead. I haven't noticed, but I don't think we've had... I haven't noticed too many right-of-way violations with signs, have you? A couple here and there.
Most everybody's keeping them pretty close to private property.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stay for the meeting, Mr. Walt.
I planned on it.
Are you going to sit in here? You went out there and watched.
Yeah.
Dawn, you should sit right there. You took a front seat.
Do I take my coat off? Am I warm enough?
The strategic planning too, Harold, would you make sure to mention that we'll upgrade the computer systems and monitors and anything else that might need to be upgraded for coming 2024? I mean, strategic planning is inner office type stuff.
We've already got computer upgrades on the budget for next year.
Okay.
But
take an inventory of see who needs upgraded and who needs...
Yep.
I have those nice 30-inch Dell screens in front of my TV, and I've got two of them. I can look at all kinds of stuff.
I haven't budgeted anything for the fire department, but Kathleen, Eric, myself, and down at the shop got, of course, EJ just got a new one. So
that's in the 2024 budget?
It's in the 24 budget, yes.
Pull that back out.
But you don't believe me?
Didn't say that. I like reading. It's amazing when you go back and you start reading. Things happen so quick and so fast, and you're 2 weeks in between meetings, so it's very interesting to go back and read working session and listen to working session and pull up other stuff. So it gives me something to do at night.
Harold, I wasn't going to respond to this. Have we, Barbara already did, are we presuming the certified letter from the daughter across the street?
I didn't respond to it. I can if you...
Barbara wanted.
I mean, she's I guess, addressing the county.
Yes.
And copying us.
Right.
So.
I expected Mike Stormer or Mike Panuski or somebody would respond
okay.
to that.
And that, like I said, I did not plan
did
on responding.
Do you want that in the correspondence? What? The certified letters? I thought that you said you wanted.
It's under there.
Did.
It's already under there.
So we're not responding. We'll wait because since we are CC'd on that.
Everybody got a cookie.
Thank you.
You guys, it's in your mailbox.
Is it?
I had a Krispy Kreme ASI hamburger.
I'm confused. She said it's under correspondence, and you asked if we wanted to address it.
And we're not, because it's addressed to the county, and we're CC'd on it.
Well, it's under correspondence.
Well, that's what
it's
I was asking.
Packet.
Okay, right, it's in the
well,
packet.
Did you have your United Way cook-off today? Is that where
Chuck.
The cookies are coming from?
Chuck, it's in our packet.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Chuck will take care of it, he's saying.
Well, got it.
You know, we had our United Way kickoff today.
Good. Look, he's going to eat it eating dinner.
Wow,
if you stay in here and watch my purses, there's a whole lot more of them. So you can have like six of them and get six.
One of 100 fabulous prizes. Like, you know, everything from a day off to money at the company store to a coffee maker.
If you donate that day?
No, they have, well, so if you donate today, they got drawings for the next 10 days.
Oh.
So you're eligible for today's drawing, and then
you can make your gift to United Way and put the agency you want it to get it to be Mercy Health. So you could kill two really important stones at one time.
I was going to ask, I met a lady at the chamber clam bake at the zoo for Mercy. She's at our table. Barbara, I got her card out to bring her. It's sitting on my desk.
I imagine there's another Barbara in the whole system.
I have a card.
One quick other question. Harold, I had forwarded you the Suttons email, and you said, I never heard back of what was discussed about the Suttons on 20A, about the neighbors next door.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it had not been the first time that this situation has come up.
Correct.
And what was...
You've got to update me, Trudy.
Okay,
It's saying the name isn't helping.
I should have forwarded to everybody. I forwarded to Harold and Eric.
The dog kennel next to the Suttons is... And the only thing we were successful in changing the last time around was there were a couple of zoning violations, the way things were stored, that's all. But as far as the dogs barking, as far as any of the rest of that, it's agricultural.
And agricultural doesn't fall in our
noise
resolution. And I asked that the last meeting, when does that noise resolution start? Did you look that up? I'll come back to that. It's 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. I asked about it related to the pickleball court, noise resolution. I'll send you that email, too.
Yeah, send me that email because...
And ag does not...
fall within the noise resolution?
So you can start farming at 4 a.m.
Doesn't fall within the noise resolution, doesn't fall within...
You see him combining out there at night with the lights on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that could be done. Can we send a good neighbor letter?
Down back in the office today.
Eric is going to go out there, and he has an appointment with the gentleman who wrote the letter to go on his property to look, see if he sees any zoning violations.
So he's contacted the Suttons?
He has.
No, it's all disturbing, but they're getting through it.
And the noise resolution, when I brought this up, I can't remember this stuff. I'm going to have to send you an email anytime I bring something up. The noise resolution has the ability to be updated with stronger language. So
it does?
Yeah. And I learned that at something.
Okay.
And I brought it up. So we'd have to go back and listen to the... meeting minutes. I'm going to say review noise resolution and options. And maybe we'll pull it up.
When that noise resolution was written
25 years ago.
No, it's not that long ago. 23.
It's been updated. updated on the call record.
Yep. But the prosecutor's office told us that's as...
as stringent as they can be. And something changed, okay, and I brought this up. So I'll go back and look through my notes and see what I can find regarding it. And dogs are just a problem, period, Trudy. I don't know. I think we should be regularly putting it in the monitor that you need to be a good neighbor and your dog barking at 2 in the morning isn't appropriate.
I agree.
Well, and we do have a separate resolution for barking and howling dogs, separate from our regular noise resolution.
But it's still nothing can be done because you're saying it's ag.
Yes. Yes. This is for residential. So if you put your dog out in the backyard and it's howling all night long and your neighbor's complaining, something can be done about it.
Yeah, maybe just the principles of that should go in our monitor on a more regular basis.
Okay. That's
right. Be neighborly. Chuck, I have 2 minutes here before we walk outside.
Mm-hmm.
It is already November. You know, this is our last October meeting. We should probably do something about scheduling or reviewing employee salaries like January, February, and get that moving in some kind of direction.
Barbara and I wanted to do it by the first of the year.
No, by March. First,
oh, I thought
the first
we were
going
to discuss it and then implement it.
By March, right.
March.
So
yeah, we're going to implement
We're not going to have meetings in December for this. That just won't work.
No, we were talking about having meetings in January, first of the year, so it's in place every single year.
We get kind of usual.
Right.
Typical.
Correct.
Standard. That's the word I needed.
Standard.
An SOP.
Do you want to have an executive session for that?
Like talk about what we want to do in December, how we're going to implement January, February, and then finally, I would love that. Let me put an agenda together for it. If you're going to actually make time for it, then I'll work on it.
December 18th is our second meeting in December.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be here for that one. I'm not leaving as early as usual.
What are we doing next year for our meeting?
In July?
Our meeting's in July. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you want to set that up.
Yes, I do.
I loved the way it was.
I don't want him to.
The only person that threw a fit was Gavin, and now Trudy.
Well, it's not me. We could have had another one at the end of July, and we didn't. One was like the 12th.
So July 4th is on a Thursday.
Right.
July 1st would be our regular meeting because that's a Monday.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? To have it regularly scheduled.
So usually, the 5th, I'm sure
so
people will be
taking off, and I could go the whole following week on vacation.
Correct.
So we'll leave it
the first. First and the 15th.
I get it one time in my life. Then you're taking it away from me because Gavin complained. I hope he listens to this. I'll call him and just tell him.
I was just looking at that.
Well, it's not any better the Monday after, right? If on a Thursday, it's not any better the Monday before or the Monday after.
It'd be better July 1st.
Right. I think so too, Trudy.
Then you got the holiday plus the next week after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Except I'll probably go on Memorial Day and I probably will miss July 1st, but you guys should do it that way.
Got it.
Good.
You can approve this.